This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Information and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a series of interviews, once again, we are joined by Dr. Milan Riobe, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobe will be discussing making cancer rare. Dr. Riobe, always great to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's wonderful to be here again.
It certainly is always our pleasure. So for starters now, you say that the answer to cancer is in its successful prevention. Isn't this new Oncoblot testing just another early diagnosis tool? Get into that a little more, if you would.
Yeah, if our listeners recall, the Oncoblot test is a very new test that was developed back in 2013 that can develop, that can diagnose up to 25 or 26 different forms of cancer, the most common ones, before any of our conventional diagnostic tools can diagnose them. And what's astounding about this new test is the treatments for these cancers, because they're diagnosed so early, is natural and safe and effective. And there's a 94% success rate with a natural treatment of these cancers because they're diagnosed so early with the Oncoblot test. This is in sharp contrast to our traditional diagnosis of cancer, which we diagnose after the cancer has been present for 7 or even 10 years. The cancers are so large at that point that a natural and safe alternative is much more difficult to achieve, and we end up sending people for chemotherapy or surgery at those points. So the Oncoblot test is just a revolutionary test that I believe should be available to all Americans because of how early it diagnoses cancers and how really easy it is to treat them at those stages. But it is an early diagnosis tool. It's not a prevention tool. And the reason I believe in this test so much is because we have to approach this epidemic from several fronts. Just focusing on prevention, now that almost 35% of our population is plagued by cancer, and probably another 10% don't even know they have cancer yet, just isn't logical. So we have to focus on diagnosing those who've already fallen through the cracks as early as possible and treating them in the most natural, effective, and safe way. Then we focus on preventing recurrence of cancer for this population. For those who truly don't yet have cancer, we have to focus on prevention. But we also still have to employ early diagnosis tools in case they too fall through the cracks. So we need that safety net to assure that everyone can get the safest and most effective care, whether it's in prevention or treatment. So that's why at the Riobe Institute, I do offer the Oncoblot testing to all my patients, and also heavily emphasize prevention of cancer for those who don't have cancer. The projections are that 42% of the population will be diagnosed with cancer by the year 2025 unless something is done. And I do believe that the use of the Oncoblot test, as well as preventive measures as we practice it at the Riobe Institute, will help to begin to reverse that trend.
Dr. Riobe, what steps must we take to prevent cancer other than what we've already been told, which is don't smoke, eat right, and exercise?
Well, effective prevention of cancer results from the annual integrative checkup using TCM-based principles. We're all used to going and getting our annual checkups. However, again, those checkups at our conventional doctor's offices are not preventive checkups. They're early diagnosis checkups. So again, at the conventional doctor's office, we'll get our mammograms, we'll get our colonoscopies and things like this. Those are early diagnosis tools. We have to introduce prevention into the annual checkup, and that's what we do at the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine. We perform an annual integrative checkup, and we use traditional Chinese medicine-based principles to do that. I refer to cancer as a metabolic catastrophe because there are so many metabolic disturbances present by the time cancer actually forms and is diagnosed. Metabolism is how our cells and our bodies make and use energy. So using an energy-based system of medicine, such as traditional Chinese medicine, to prevent an epidemic brought about by a metabolic catastrophe only makes sense. There are many international medical studies that verify, the effectiveness of traditional Chinese medicine for prevention of cancer. If you look at the cancer rates in China, they're about 1/4 of the cancer rates in the United States. And also they have better success rates at the treatment of cancer than we do. So it's really important that we look at their system of medicine much more closely and really try to employ it here in the United States so that we too can lower our cancer rates and have better treatment rates as well. So I discussed this in my book, The Answer to Cancer, due out this fall.
Now, if you take that a little further, how does TCM and integrative medicine prevent cancer?
Traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, looks for energy imbalances that are called patterns of disharmony to determine the underlying causes of symptoms and conditions to successfully treat them. So TCM is based on the fact that every small part of the body reflects the whole body, and that the body is a seamless whole and intricately part of its environment. Modern scientific inquiries are verifying this with studies today. We know that every small part of our body reflects our whole body because when we mapped out our DNA about 10 years ago during the Human Genome Project, we found that the genetic information of the entire body is in every single cell of the body. So that proves that every small part of the body reflects the whole body. And Chinese medicine is actually based on this fact. So it's a very powerful system of medicine to look at energy imbalances and how those energy imbalances translate into metabolic imbalances and then physical imbalances that we will come to diagnose as cancer later. So at the Ryobei Institute, we fuse traditional Chinese medicine with cutting-edge cellular-based testing that's available today in integrative medicine, which was not available to the Chinese when they developed their system. And what we do with the cellular-based testing is we drill into the cellular level to look more successfully at the metabolic disturbances in order to treat them. So it gives us a really good tool where we can use the power of traditional Chinese medicine and the cutting-edge technology that we have available today. And we can use them both to look inside the cells successfully and to see where these metabolic disturbances exist and to begin to correct them. So this can not only prevent diseases such as cancer, it can also help more successfully treat them once they're diagnosed and also more successfully prevent them from coming back once they're successfully treated. So looking into the body's cells for answers is the only logical place to look when you want to treat cancer, because cancer is a cellular disease. It's a metabolic disease. So again, looking in the bloodstream like we do with conventional blood work is not going to help us to prevent cancer or to prevent its recurrence. We use cancer markers often in patients who've already had cancer. By the time those cancer markers are high, that cancer is already really beginning to spread or it's, at a significant size. We just have much better, many, many better tools available to us that have been in use for thousands of years throughout the world and also have been, developed here in the United States in the past 20 to 30 years with this cutting-edge cellular-based testing that we have today. And that's what we do at the Ryobei Institute. I firmly believe in it. And in the 7.5 years that I've practiced this type of medicine, I've only diagnosed 3 patients with cancer in my practice of over 1,200 patients. It really does successfully prevent cancer and its recurrence because it's looking at the causes. To only diagnose 3 patients with cancer in 7.5 years is astounding. I used to diagnose 3 patients per year with cancer in my regular medical practice when I was an OBGYN. And the only thing I can attribute to having much lower cancer rates in my practice today is the use of traditional Chinese medicine.
And that is certainly some outstanding news. Today we are with Dr. Milan Ryobei, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Ryobei Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and health news channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And as we know, so many Americans try to be proactive and take vitamins, do detoxes, and take supplements, but don't seem to get any significant benefits. Aren't these strategies considered integrative medicine?
Yes. You know, and the field of integrative medicine is extremely broad and generally refers to diet and exercise, vitamins, and supplements. Restoring proper body function is very complex, and a stab-in-the-dark strategy doesn't achieve this goal. So when people are unguided and they're randomly taking vitamins that they don't know whether or not they need, doing detoxes that they don't know if they are really going to benefit from, and, you know, taking supplements that they haven't been tested for, it's a stab-in-the-dark approach, and that's not going to work because body function is extremely complex. So you really have to know what your personal needs are in order to get the benefits from this type of medicine. You're not going to harm yourself doing those types of things, but you're also not going to be as successful as you should be. So it's something that really does require guidance from an experienced expert. Once people begin to experience symptoms, it's important to get proper guidance that'll result in finding the underlying causes of the symptoms and treating them with the most targeted, natural, and safe therapies. So being healthy and preventing diseases is a lifestyle transformation, and it requires knowing specifically what the needs are. Without this valuable knowledge, you're left guessing, and you have this trial and error approach that's simply not going to work today. There are too many steps involved in body functions to use such an unguided strategy. So a TCM-based approach can provide that valuable guidance. Chinese medicine immediately identifies the underlying causes of symptoms and conditions. And this is really, we don't see this with other integrative strategies. With other integrative strategies, we have to do a bunch of testing and, we have to really look into many, many tests. And sometimes those lead us to success, and sometimes they don't. With Chinese medicine, you already know the cause just based on a physical examination without any testing, and that really does help you to drill into the body more deeply and use cutting-edge cellular-based testing in a guided fashion that you just don't get with any other system of medicine. So you can then provide very specific dietary recommendations. You can then provide very specific testing recommendations because you already know what's causing the symptom with Chinese medicine. And so you can look at the battery of tests that are available today and see which ones would make the most sense for the underlying causes that you've determined with Chinese medicine. So you're getting from A to B in a much straighter, shorter line using Chinese medicine, and it's much more guided. So not only do you get nutrition guidance with Chinese medicine, you get lifestyle guidance, and you get testing guidance. And then you have objective information from your testing, which will tell you exactly which vitamins or supplements or hormones you need, which will tell you if you need to be detoxed or not. Detoxification can be dangerous to certain people depending on their condition. So it's not something that people want to randomly go out and do. You want to be evaluated to know if you need to be detoxed, and traditional Chinese medicine can easily determine that. There are certain patterns of disharmony that call for a raw alkaline diet in traditional Chinese medicine, whereas certain other patterns call for a spicy, well-cooked foods. So people are just very different. They're very unique. Their needs are different, and their needs will change over time as well. So it's not something that once you know your patterns of disharmony and your diagnosis that this is what you do for life. So it's a guided strategy that helps you to see how the body is dynamic and constantly shifting and changing so that you can keep up with those changes. Because one thing that also is constantly with us is stress. Stress is constantly with us in the form of toxins, in the form of lifestyle stress, physical stress, medications that we take. So those types of things are always stressing the body out, which is going to demand that the body is constantly, being repaired from the damage that those things cause, and your evaluation will change from time to time. So the annual integrative checkup helps you stay abreast of all of those changes so that you know when it's time to change your diet or tweak it around a little bit, tweak around your lifestyle, change your supplements. So it really does help you to stay on top of things. And that's how we practice at the Rio Bay Institute, and that is what I call the Rio Bay method.
And where can Americans get the guidance that they need to navigate the confusing landscape of preventive medicine?
Well, that guidance comes from getting the annual integrative checkup. And we perform that at the Rio Bay Institute. If you're not close, you know, we do offer Skype or phone consults to get you started. You know, I do have valuable information in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer, coming out this fall. You can also call your local medical board to see who practices in a similar way near you.
Dr. Rio Bay, thanks so much once again for your time here on the program. And we really appreciate all the information that you always share with us. And we thank you so much. Where can listeners get more information on you, your practice, and how can they be in touch as well?
Sure. I would encourage listeners to go to MilenRioBayMD.com. You can pre-order the books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer, to get started on your path to prevention on my website.
Once again, Dr. Rio Bay, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to speaking with you next week again.
Thank you for the opportunity, Eric.
And the pleasure is always ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And for more information in all regards, visit MilanRioBayMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.